Bill 1158. House Bill 1158 is an act to prohibit the taking of certain pictures of another without that person's consent. Representative Cutler, good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm Joni Cutler, State Representative, District 14, Sioux Falls. And House Bill 1158 deals with an issue that the terms of which were new to me. I had to learn some vocabulary in presenting the bill, things like electronic peeping, video voyeurism, upskirting and downblousing. Invasions of privacy that have become so common they now have common names. Presently under South Dakota statute, we have statutes regarding peeping crimes, but they don't really fit the proliferation of technology that's occurred in the past few years. And because of that, House Bill 1158 will fill in that gap to cover those invasions of privacy that exist due to the 55 million camera phones that were sold alone last year in 2003. None of us wants to believe that we're living in a world where technology equips others to invade the privacy of our bodies or our most private acts and then post them on the internet, but it's becoming all too common across the country. Back a few months ago in Sioux Falls, there was an incident where a woman tried to use one of these cell phone cameras to photograph another woman using the restroom in the stall of a public restroom. And that is what brought this to my attention. I looked up our statutes, and it looked to me that our statutes really don't cover that type of incident. So besides all of the cameras, cell phone cameras that are being sold, there seems to be a little market for this type of activity on the internet as well. In my House testimony, I supplied a three-page handout of websites that you can find where people will solicit these types of photographs and then offer to pay you. And so that is also pushing a little market in this area. I decided not to give you the handout this morning because it is so offensive that even the names of the websites are so offensive that many of the members of the House committee handed the handout right back to me after I handed it out. So there are literally thousands of those types of sites that exist. So that's what House Bill 1158 is about and what it does, and I'll be happy to stand by for any questions that the committee might have.
Thank you. Representative Cutler, questions from the committee. Senator Dunnifin.
Thank you. Representative Cutler, on line 5 it says photographic camera of any type. Would that include the new cell phones?
It would.
And then has that been court tested, or would that be?
Madam Chair,
go ahead.
This language has been used in other states where they have had successful prosecution of these types of crimes, and it's also held up under the scrutiny of the courts in those cases.
Further questions, Senator Abdallah? Oh. Hearing none, thank you. Thank you, Representative Cutler.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes. Further proponents to House Bill 1158.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, I'm Chuck Schroyer on behalf of the South Dakota States Attorneys Association. Representative Cutler brought this to our attention. Frankly, when I first saw the bill, I thought, well, this is already prohibited because there's a statute. I looked it up, and certainly there is one, but it applies to those kinds of devices that are installed in the place that's going to be used rather than the kind that are carried with you and maybe used by a third party. So With that understanding, we agree to support the bill, and we urge your favorable consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Schroyer. Questions from the committee? Further proponents to House Bill 1158.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Jennifer Ring, the Executive Director of the ACLU of the Dakotas and the registered lobbyist for the same. We would support this bill in protection of the constitutional right to privacy and an individual's right to be private under circumstances where they have a reasonable expectation of that. Of particular note to us is that the bill includes the type of cameras and devices that actually film people through their clothing. Most people are not aware, but you can get cameras and various recording devices that are so heat sensitive that quite literally you can be walking down a street fully clothed and somebody using such a device can see straight through your clothing. And so we would urge your favorable consideration of this bill.
Thank you, Ms. Ring. For questions, further proponents to House Bill 1158. Good morning, Mr. Thiessen.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Dick Thiessen. I'm an attorney here in Pierre, and I represent South Dakota Sheriff's Association and the South Dakota Chiefs of Police Association on this bill. I wasn't sure how much of a problem existed either when this bill came out, and I spoke to Representative Cutler, and I queried our members and was surprised to learn that this is becoming more of a problem out there than I realized. I mean, I was not aware that these things were occurring. I grant you, I live a sheltered life here in Pierre, but apparently this is happening more often than we realize.
In South Dakota?
In South Dakota. So our officers are taking complaints about this kind of thing, and I think that if it's starting to occur already, we can expect it's going to continue to occur, and if this bill helps to prevent that, we certainly support it. So.
Thank you, Mr. Thiessen. Questions? Further proponents to House Bill 1158. Further proponents. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1158? Any opponents? I just have a quick opponents to House Bill 1158. I know we have a number of folks out in the hall, so I'm not sure they can hear what's going on in the committee room. But I did have just a quick question, Representative Cutler. Did you testify that this language was taken from another state statute?
Madam Chair, it's actually from a couple of different states. After we synthesized the language that has been used in states where their statutes are good statutes, we took what we thought was
worked
best.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To me, it just reads a little awkwardly in that there's references to that person and the other person and that kind of thing.
I agree with you, Madam Chair. It is a bit awkward to keep that person and this person
who are we talking
separate
about? Yes. Okay. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Any further questions? The chair will close the hearing to committee discussion and or action. Senator Trombe?
First, for the high school kids here, our hearings aren't usually this interesting. You guys just picked an interesting day. I would move to pass.
Second.
Been moved by Schoenbeck, seconded by Denifan to send 1158 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on that motion?
I was just delighted to see Ms. Ring and Mr. Thiessen together on a bill for
yeah.
a change.
Well noted, Senator Denifan. Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of the due pass motion will say aye as your name is called. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Abdallah?
Aye.
Denifan?
Katzroff?
Aye. Moore?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye. Motion carries.